This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
It's Thursday, and we're really glad and happy that you're with us today.
Don't take it personal. Does a wrong look, tone, or mood from somebody rattle you? Chances are it has more to do with their insides and not your outside. So if extreme sensitivity is your battle, we want to help you understand it so you can stop it.
That's right. Don't take it personal.
That's right.
In Isaiah 43, verse 1 and 2, it says, "But now, O Jacob," or you can insert your own name.
Say Scott.
You can say, "But now, Scott, listen to the word to the Lord who created you."
Mm-hmm.
"O Israel, the one who formed you says, do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you."
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, I tell you what, I could hardly read those verses and not cry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is just with us at all times. And if you don't have a relationship with Him, what I'm saying is probably not making any sense to you. And it didn't make much sense to me over a decade ago. But I tell you what, ever since I've known Jesus and really got to have a great relationship with Him and continue to try to grow every single day, I know now that I can take one thing personal, and that's my relationship with Him. But as far as human beings go, I can't take it personal.
That's right.
You know, because what I just read to you is saying what He really loves you. He's with you. He'll walk with you. You will not be burned up. He'll go through rivers of difficulty. You will not drown. I mean, so if you're taking something personal and you feel like you're just sinking, well, you know what? He's right there with you. He's reaching down in that water and He's pulling you up and going, "You know what? I love you." And don't take it personal. What that person might have said to you, might have done to hurt you, I'm here.
You know, and on a practical standpoint, you know, have you ever been into a room before and sat there and thought, that person over there just gave me a dirty look?
Yeah.
Or this one over there, the tone of their voice, and you just take it personally. Well, what you and I have learned is people are thinking a lot less about us than what they think.
That's right. Well,
I mean, than what we think they are.
Yeah.
And because someone has a sour look on their face, who knows what they're thinking about?
That's right.
I mean, everybody's got so much going on. You know, that's one thing that's difficult about being a public speaker is when you can look out in the audience and see people with some real scoured look on their face.
Yeah.
Or looking at you as if, you know, it's just going in one ear out the other. And a lot of, and, you know, they'll come up to you after it's over and go, "That was so great." And you think, and I'll think to myself, "That you had the worst look on your face. You look like you were so mad." But they weren't. They were just someplace else in their mind.
Right.
And seriously, you know, we don't need to be taking things personally. It's what's going on inside of them. It has nothing to do with our outside. It has everything to do with their insides.
That's right. And, you know, the guy who's talking, me right now, man, I used to take things personally all the time. I mean, I would let it bother me so much.
Yeah.
You know? And I would dwell on it. Go, "I mean, did I do something wrong? I mean, you know, what did I do, you know, for them to talk to me that way or this and that?" And I'm going, but now I just look at it and go, "You know what? Maybe they're just having a bad day."
Mm-hmm.
You know? And not to hold any resentment towards them or anything like that. Go, "You know what?" Especially in the workplace. I mean, if you take things personal too much in the workplace, I mean, you'll be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times that has nothing to do with you. It's just maybe the situation, you know, that's going on in the workplace.
Sometimes extreme sensitivity can be a form of conceit. You know, why do I think I'm the focus of everybody's attention?
That's exactly right.
You know?
So you're saying I was conceited?
No, honey. I'm not saying that. But sometimes it is. That is part of it.
That's true. It is.
And when we realize, don't take it personally.
Yeah.
You know, that tone that just makes your flesh crawl, or you think, what did I do? Why does that have anything to do with you?
Right.
It is, you know, what's that song, You're So Vain?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to insert, you probably think this bad look's about you, or this tone in my voice is about you. No. It has nothing to do with you. And I'm sorry that, you know, you took it personally, but that's something I think you need to work on. Because, you know, being too overly sensitive like that is terrible for other people that feel like they have to walk on eggshells to be around you.
Yeah.
And that's not fun. Nobody wants to be around that. If they're so concerned, if they say the wrong thing or look at you wrong, then you're going to, you know, just go into a fit or storm out of the room or whatever. It's all born of hurt.
It is. You know, a perfect example is like if you're driving and someone cuts you off or something. I mean, you get mad at it, you know?
Even
know those people don't even know you. You know what I mean? But, you know, maybe their wife is pregnant. Maybe they're on the way to the hospital. Maybe they just got a terrible phone call that their child is hurt. Mm-hmm. Or maybe one of their people in their life have passed away.
You just
and they're just in a different place at that time. They didn't mean to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing to do with you. Okay, so don't even go there.
Just, it's a defective character that just needs to be changed with the love of the Lord.
That's right.
And working with Him and bringing that before Him and saying, God, you know, I am overly sensitive and I need your help with this. I don't want to be like that. I know I'm not on everybody's mind all the time and I can't be blamed for everything that goes wrong in somebody's life or if they got a bad look on their face or use the wrong tone with me. It didn't have anything to do with me more than likely. Help me with this. And He will.
Well, a lot of times when we take things personal, sometimes we have what they call a savior mentality.
Mm-hmm.
We think we have to be in the middle of everyone's business.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Now you don't. I mean, you know, just taking care of our own business is enough.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get in other people's business because we don't want to face our own, our own situation. And so the topic today is don't take it personal.
Mm-hmm.
And what I said at the beginning of the podcast was what you do need to have take personal is your relationship with Christ.
Well, yeah.
That's really the one thing you need to take personal.
And that's what you were reading about. See how stable He is about us? We don't have to be concerned about that with Him.
That's right. I mean, He's telling us, hey, I'll be there for you.
Uh-huh.
You know? Well, God, how about if I'm walking through fire? I'll be there with you. Uh-huh. The flames won't consume you. But what if I'm drowning? I'll be there.
Uh-huh.
Just over and over, I'll be there. I'm there. I'm with you. I love you. That's Christ.
And when we depend on people to validate ourselves,
oh Lord,
for a compliment or for a job, you did a great job, and they don't meet that, then we're just crushed. We're just destroyed because, they didn't say anything. Well, what was your motive for doing it in the first place?
Yeah.
And then you start catering to that. And then you get those compliments, you get those affirmations. And you're good. And then the next time you don't get them, and then you're bad. That's depending on people.
That's right. You know, and God, you know, He wants us to say thank you. He in humility. When people compliment us and say we did a good job here or there, I mean, that's something, you know, that we need to say thank you for. But know that our strength came from God. You know, that story I've said before, you know, gosh, a year ago, I started one of our podcasts, almost a year. You know, there was a singer singing and he was coming off the stage and a man was at the bottom of the stairs and the guy said, hey man, great job tonight. Great songs. And the singer said, well, it's all God. Well, the next night he gave another concert and the same man was at the bottom of the stairs. When he walked off the stage, And the guy said, hey, great job again tonight, man. Great songs. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, it's all God. And the man said, well, it wasn't that good. In other words, hey, listen, if it was all God, it'd be perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so don't expect to get a validation from a human. Okay? If you've done your best and you're striving to do it in order like God wants you to do,
yep.
He'll validate that's you. Right. He validated you when he died on the cross for you.
And that's the whole motive. What is your motive anyway? Is your motive to get approval from people and to get their praise and validation? Or are you doing it because you're living your life for the Lord? And no matter what it is, you're doing it for Him.
You know, some people may even say that about Teresa and I. What is y'all's motive, you know, to do these podcasts? Do y'all want to be famous? Do y'all want to have all this and that and people know you? You know what? No, it's not. Our purpose is one thing. And that's to spread the good news of the gospel around the world.
What he's done for us.
And if one person, whether it be in Germany or the Middle East or United Kingdom, Australia, wherever, gives their life to Christ, just one, it's all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a purpose.
That's right.
Okay?
And God is all about motive.
Make it a purpose. Mm-hmm. Don't make it personal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's your motive for doing everything that we do?
Well, you know what? One reason why you may take it personal is because you don't have a personal relationship with Christ.
That's good.
Because he needs to be number one in your life. So if you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you have and you walked away, you just realize, I never gave my heart to him. Well, today we're asking you today to give your heart to Jesus. Please give your heart to him and mean it and know that you're saved. So please pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of the cross, I know my sins are forgiven because you tell me that they are. Father, I don't want to take things personal anymore, but I do want to have a personal relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow.
Yeah, well, listen, thank you all so much. You know, I think this has been a really good podcast, and we thank you all for listening. And if you did pray that prayer, we ask you to email us at info@livingup.org and let us know so we can pray for you, or any, you know, prayer requests or comments you may have, or praise reports. We love reading those from y'all. So listen, if you're taking it personal, it's time to stop it today. Okay, it really is. Don't let things rattle you. You know, like we said, chances are it's more with the person than it is you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're extremely sensitive and that's your battle, we pray that today you understand it a little bit more. So now you can stop.
That's right.
Just stop it.
That's right. And until we talk to you tomorrow, keep living it up.
While we gang again.